Hello and welcome to the Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY for our final edition of the Lexington Farmers Market Report.
Always sneaks up on me when we get to this final recap of the year. We saw a huge increase during parts of the summer. Sometimes that was a challenge because, as we know, we went almost 30 days without rain in some parts of the state. Your corn isn't going to grow without rain. And we had a wonderful demand by customers, and I'm glad that they were all patient with us as we dealt with that near drought for a lot of our farmers. As you know, we've swung the pendulum the other way, and we had lots of rain, and that changed how things were available. We had early snow, and so that will change once again how things are available as we continue throughout the fall. But our farmers are working really hard to make sure that, even though this is our last farmers market report, we're open every Saturday of the year. December, January, February, and March will still be open, and we'll have farmers that are working hard to make sure there's products available, not just meats and dairy and eggs, but also vegetables, even if there's not the same level of variety from the summer.
I know you produce some special edition t-shirts and bags and things like that. Is some of that still available?
Yeah, we still have a little bit of our 50th anniversary specialty t-shirts available. Our hats and bags and other little gift items that we think make great stocking stuffers are coming back in stock. So feel free to stop by the market either on a couple more Wednesdays in the evenings or Saturdays in the mornings to check that out.
How long does the Wednesday market run?
It's going to continue until the demand and the products don't quite match. So we hope through Christmas, but we're not sure. We're playing it by ear. It's the first time that the Wednesday market extended past September, and so we're wanting to continue to learn, get feedback from the community and the farmers to make sure that we're meeting the demands of people.
And where is the Wednesday market?
It's also at Gray Line Station inside. As we've continued to go through this month, there's been a lot of issues with people that may be facing food insecurity or hunger. The farmers market has some options available, and a lot of the community resources we're connected with. So if that is you or your family, reach out, check out our Instagram or Facebook for the different options of the programs that you can use at the farmers market.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Lexington Farmers Market with this historic 50th anniversary year.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. 2025 marked the 50th anniversary of the Lexington Farmers Market, and you had a lot of historic things that happened throughout the year. What are some of the memorable things that have occurred for the Lexington Farmers Market over this past year?
Some big changes that we had. One included that we moved inside for the winter. And that has been a huge adjustment, but we're really glad that we're able to serve our farmers with a more comfortable environment and then welcome customers into Gray Line Station so they're not shopping in 0-degree weather as we go through this winter. So that's one big change. We also still continue to have some of our really long-term farmers. I normally don't name drop too much, but one of our original farmers when we were founded, Bill Best, was still a part of our market this year. And so that's really exciting to have someone that's been growing tomatoes and beans for over 50 years to feed and nourish our communities, still a part of the market. So that was a really great way to celebrate our anniversary.
Did you see any new produce or products at the Lexington Farmers Market? Anything this year that you hadn't seen before or maybe hadn't seen in a while?
There's always trends that go with lots of food, lots of vegetables. I would say that we did see a really strong demand for orange watermelon. That was one of the most requested items all year long, is when are you going to have those orange watermelons? And they are so delicious, both the novelty of them not being that standard red watermelon, plus the fact that they are so delicious, sweet and juicy, made them a really big star for this year.
With Alate producing their pawpaw flavored drink in the summer, did that increase the interest in pawpaw fruit?
It absolutely did. So many more people were interested in finding out about pawpaws, how to use them, if they were real, what they tasted like.
Well, you got to leave us with a good recipe, something that people can think about.
I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago off air to you, and it was one of my favorite things that I had all year that I made, and it was a simple coconut curry with sweet potatoes, local spicy beef sausage, and it was just so good, luxurious. I ate it with some rice, and so if you want to try something special. It's finally soup season and curry season. Don't be afraid to get some ingredients from the farmer's market and some ingredients from international market or the grocery store. The positive is if you're using your oven in the winter, it's heating your house too. So it's a win-win for you, the environment, and your comfort.
Does this come out like a sort of a sauce, like an Indian dish?
Yeah, it's a Thai-style curry is what I would say. Saucy, soupy. It's really delicious. And I added in a ton of cabbage because I love cabbage. I shredded the cabbage, sort of like a noodle, sops up all that sauce, and it was just so luxurious and delicious. When I'm making it, I usually start with slightly browning the meat. Then I'll add heartier vegetables. I also threw in a couple of tomatoes at the time because I had some tomatoes that were getting ready to go bad. I think I had some onion that I needed to use up. And so it's a great way to throw in some of those products that are right on the edge, let them soften a little bit. Then I used a spice blend that I bought at the store, some curry paste that I also got at the store, let that cook for about 30 seconds, poured on some coconut cream, and let that just reduce a little bit. At the last minute, like threw in some of the cabbage, and it started to wilt down just a little bit as well. I didn't need to serve it with rice because it was so delicious, but very hearty. I want to take a moment just to thank our listeners and WUKY for allowing us to have great music, local news, and local engagement. It's really important this time of year. It's your opportunity to say, I'm going to take a moment out of my time, gift out of my pocketbook, and support the radio station that I listen to and the community that I really support. Once again, thank you for allowing us to have this WUKY Farmers Market Partnership. Your funding is the reason that we're able to do this. We support WUKY. Please donate at WUKY.org. Your support goes to continue to allow us to have wonderful music, live programming, and news. So thank you for supporting NPR and Rockin' Roots.